The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Ara Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ash Shenema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Refanada, Enna Refanada, Enna Refanada, Refuata Nefesh, Refuata Guf, Refuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Gima, today's daf is being studied. Le'anu Nishmat. Avraham ben Esther, who Hashem Tanihanu began Eden, Amen. Today's stuff is being studied. Refuat Shelema, Dina, Bat, Sara, Enna, Refanada, Fata Nefesh, Refuat Aguf, Refuat Karabat, Abba, Vechenya, Rasul, and Omar, Amen. We begin today's parasha and Bet, Amud Bet, and we are starting Ulemai. The first one on the line is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. Let's review where we're up to in our Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, Dinei Mamonot Bishlosha. Monetary law, three judges. Gezelot, Habalot, Bishlosha. Gezelot, cases of somebody steals. That's a case of a Pikadon. A person, let's say, was given a collateral to watch. He stole it. He denies that he has it, and he really stole it. Or habalot. A person damages his friend. He has to pay the five damages. So in all those cases, the Mishnah says you need three. Gemara asked the question. The Gemara said, what are you telling me, dinei mamonot, and then gezelot v'habalot? It's the same thing. Gezelot and habalot is dinei mamonot. It's superfluous. It's redundant. So the Gemara answered, "You're right. It's dinei mamonot. Umahin dinei mamonot. Gezelot v'habalot. It's like a mahin." Mishnah is giving us. It's being very, very clear. It's giving us, telling us what it meant. Oh, so when it said mamonot, it's gezelot and habalot to the exclusion of what? To the exclusion of hodaot. And halvaot. Hodaot halvaot has to do with a loan. When you deal with loans, it's a different law. A guy says, I never loaned the money. He says, I have witnesses that you admitted that you owe the money. Or I have witnesses that were there at the time of the loan. That's hodaot he admitted. Halvaot, there was witnesses that at the time of the loan. That's different. Now, we didn't say how it's different. But those cases don't need three judges. What do you mean it's different? Right. So now the Gemara today is going to tell us how hoda'ot and halva'ot are different than a regular dinei mamonot. So the Gemara begins, Ulemai. In what way are they different? Hoda'ot and halva'ot. Ilemai de lo ba'inan shelosha. Maybe you're going to tell me, yeah, you don't need three judges to judge these cases. Impossible. Ve'amar bi abu. Shnayim shedanu dinei mamonot ledvrei hakol en dineihem din. Clear? Two judges that judge dinei mamonot, the judgment is void. En dineihem din. So you need three. So then what does gezelot and havalot and hodaot and havalot, what's the difference between them? You can't tell me you don't need three judges. You need three judges. Ela delo ba'inan mumhi. The quality of the judges. Mumhin are expert judges. Expert judges are on a higher level. You don't need mumhin. As she says, mumhin simuchin. They have a certain simicha. They were ordained. V'natnu reshut min nasi ladun. They got permission from the nasi to give rulings. It's like the simicha is like they have a tradition all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu, rabbi to rabbi to rabbi. It's a high level judge. For dinei mamonot, you need mumhin, regular dinei mamonot. For situations of loans, you don't need mumhin. You need three, we'll call them hijotot, three regular. Gemara says, what do you mean? Maika sabar, what do you hold? Now, before we go further, I need to explain to you a concept that the Gemara is going to introduce over here. That's the concept called Eruv Parashiyot. Nice. Eruv Parashiyot literally means a parasha Eruv that is mixed. Parashah that's mixed. What do you mean parashah that's mixed? If you look in the Torah talks about the laws of Shomri. Shomer. Shomer Hinnam, Shomer Sachar, Shoen, Usei Sachar, all the laws of a watchman. Where's my collateral? You never gave it to me. I don't have it. I gave part of it back. All the laws of what a watchman's responsibility is and that he has to swear and so on and so forth. In the middle of that parasha of Shomrin, it's talking about watchmen, there's a pasuk that says, Ki huze. From that pasuk, we learn a law not that applies to Shomrin, that applies to people that lend money. We're not learning the parasha of lending money over there. But we take a little snippet of the parasha and we say, you know what? It really has no application over here in Shomrin. So we're going to use this little line over here and use it for a different subject. It's called Eruv Parashiyot. We're taking a subject in one parasha and we're applying it to another parasha. Now I'll explain to you what this Kihuzeh means. Kihuzeh is a case of Modeh B'miksat. Modeh B'miksat means when I come to you, I say, you owe me $1,000. You say, no. I don't owe you $1,000. I only owe you $500. So you're modeh. You modeh b'miksat. So the law in a modeh b'miksat is he has to make a shivu'ah. The person that's modeh b'miksat has to make a swear that he only owes $500, and that's it. That's the law of the Torah. Even though that law is written by a shomer, but the law of a shomer, he always has to make a shivu'ah. A shomer makes a shivu'ah regardless if he is kufir bakol, if he denies the whole thing, he never gave me a collateral, or if he says, I gave back half. A shomer always has to make a shivu'ah. But a person that borrowed money, if he's kufir akol, you owe me $1,000. The guy says, $1,000, you never lent me money. In that case, he doesn't have to make a shivu'ah. Why? Because we say a person who borrowed money won't have the guts to make such a brazen statement that he never was lent money. He was done a chesed. En adam me'iz b'fne ba'al chovo. A person doesn't have the chutzpah to come along and say, nothing, I did you a favor, I didn't get that, I owe you nothing. So when he says nothing, he's believed. Because if a favor was done to him, he's not going to be kafir. But when he says partial, only 500, then he has to make a shivu'ah. But by Shomer, always, because Shomer, he wasn't done a favor. He's watching the item for you. So therefore, he has no fear to say, yeah, you never gave it to me. There's no chutzpah in that case. So the law of partial that's written by Shomer, that makes a swear, doesn't apply to Shomer. So we say, Eruv Parashiyot. Take the subject of partial admission and apply it to the case of a loan. Now, once already you're telling me the concept of Eruv Parashiyot, so now, that means the parasha of loans and the parasha of Shomer is linked. So now the Gemara says, my kasaba, I kasaba Eruv Parashiyot katufkan liv'ena memumhin. Well, if you're linking parashiyot of a watchman and loans, so whatever the law of watchmen is, the law of loans should be. And just like by gezelah, which is the law of watchmen, we're saying what? You need three mumhin. So you should need three mumhin, three experts by loans. Ve'i kasabar en eruv parashiyot katufkan. If you say, no, you don't link the two parashiyot, shilosha damali. So what do you need even three for? Memanafshach. You're telling me that hoda'ot and alva'ot are different. You know how hoda'ot are different? You need three, but not experts. Oh, memanafshach. If you link the parashiyot together, it should be equal. Three, mumhin. If you don't link them together, you shouldn't even need three at all. Le'olam kasabar eruv parashiyot katufkan. Really, there is a link between the parasha of Shomrim and the parashat of Hoda'ot al-Va'ot. Ubedin hu de liv'ena me mumhin. And really, by cases of loans, you should need three judges that are experts. So why don't we need them? V'hai de lo ba'inan mumhin. Mishum de Rabbi Hanina. De Amar Rabbi Hanina. Devar Torah. Echad dine mamonot ve echad dine nefashot. Bederisha ubhakira. Shene emar mishpat echad yiyeh lachem. We have a law by dine nefashot, by capital punishment cases. When a witness comes into the Bet Din and he gives his testimony, we don't just accept it. Oh, okay, you say he killed on Tuesday and the two witnesses corroborate. No. We make investigations. We scrutinize each witness. We take each witness on the side. What was the time? What was the date? What was he wearing? What did he... And we try to make sure that the two testimonies corroborate with each other. If we catch discrepancies between the two, we throw them out. That's called Dirisha Bahakira. So there's actually like seven different questions that we have to interrogate the witnesses. That's by Dirin Nefashot. The Pasuk says, Mishpat Ahat Yeh Lachem. There's one law that should be for you. And therefore, just like we interrogate by capital punishment cases, we interrogate witnesses in monetary cases. Guy comes to Beit Din, he owes me money, or he lent money, or whatever it is. So the law would be, yeah, just because the witnesses say, yeah, we were there for the loan. What was the time? What day? From the Torah law, even monetary cases need interrogation of the witnesses, which is a chumrah, which is a stringency. Mm-hmm. By the way, when you interrogate witnesses, you know what happens most of the time? You end up throwing them out, because you find discrepancies. So the Gemara says, "Umatam amru dinei mamorot lo ba'inan dirisha b'hakira." But the rabbis came along and said, you don't need dirisha b'hakira by monetary. Witnesses come into a monetary case, whatever they say, you accept. You don't start interrogating them. Why? So you don't close the door to people that want to borrow money. Which means, if I'm a lender, and I know that to get my money back, the witnesses that I bring are going to be investigated and interrogated, and there's an odds that they're going to be contradicted because you're asking them all these questions, you know what? I'm not going to lend money. What do I need to lend money for? So my witness is now going to get thrown out of Beit Din. I'm not going to be able to get paid back. So the rabbis made a law. We don't want to close the door in front of borrowers. We want people to be able to borrow money. So even though you need Dirisha B'Hakira, you know what? We're going to go away with it. You don't need Dirisha B'Hakira. Witnesses come in and say, he owes the money, we believe them. Similarly, really we need expert judges also. Because Eruf Parashiyot. Because just like by Gezela, just by Shomrin, you need three expert judges. By loans, also you should need three expert judges. Why did the rabbis come along and take away the three expert judge law? Because of the Harina's rule. We don't want to stop people from lending money. Because if a guy says, oh, I'm going to lend money now. Now to prove it, I got to find three expert judges. Where am I finding expert judges now? They're hard to come by. And until I find three experts, I can't get my money back? Pass, I'm not going to lend money. So therefore, at this point, we understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this. Dinei mamonot b'shlosha. And what is dinei mamonot? Gezelot and habalot. And what do they need? They need three experts. To the exclusion of halvaot, loan cases, they only need three regular. Ah, really? They should need three expert also. Why do we say three regular? Because we don't want to close the door in front of people that want to borrow money. So comes the Gemara and says, okay. Ela me'ata ta'u lo yishalmu. We have a law. What if a judge makes a mistake in the court, in the case? It happens to be a judge can make a mistake. But the general rule is, once we allow the judges to judge, once the right judges are judging the case according to the halakha, so even if they make a mistake, they're off the hook. Now, if you're going to say over here, ta'u lo yishalmu, that if the judges that make a mistake don't have to pay, kol sheken ata no'el delet b'fnei lavin. Well, the more so you're going to close the door in front of people that are borrowing money. Which means, You're going to tell me, first of all, you told me you don't need mumhin. You don't need experts. I said, now you got regular guys judging the case. Now, normally the law is if we allow regular guys to judge the case, their law stands no matter what, whether they're right or wrong. What's going to end up happening now? A guy's going to come along and say, no, I'm not going to borrow, I'm not going to lend money. Even though you're letting me use regular judges, but these guys are prone to make mistakes. And if they make a mistake, there's no recourse on me. Which is, even if they say, I don't know what that means, we made a mistake in the law. But too late, we said guilty already. All the money, So now, I'm not gonna lend money anymore. So therefore, your answer is a hard answer. Because you're worried about people not lending money in the way you're doing it. No mumhin. Okay, no mumhin. And if they make a mistake, lo yishalmu. They don't have to pay. The judges don't have to pay from their own pocket. If they make a mistake, they don't have to compensate. So if they don't have to compensate, so can you close the door in front of lenders? Right. Okay, good. So the Gemara says, so again, Ela me'ata ta'u lo yishalmu, and therefore, the law is going to be, if the judges make a mistake, they'll have to pay. That's going to be the law, because otherwise people are not going to lend money. So therefore, it comes out like this, Dine halvaot. You need three judges. Three judges, regular judges. You don't need mumhin. And if they make a mistake, we're going to make them pay from their own pocket. Beautiful. So now we have no problem.
The judges.
If the judges make a mistake, they'll have to pay. So therefore, I have no problem to lend money because I can find easy judges. They're easy to find. No mumhin. And I'm covered. If they make a mistake, they're going to have to sell from their own pocket. Beautiful.
I'll lend.
Right, I'll lend. Only problem is, wants to be a judge, that's his problem. That's his problem. Hopefully he won't make a mistake.
Right.
Now, we have a problem with this way of learning the Mishnah. Because now let's review. How are we learning the Mishnah? Dinei mamonot b'shlosha. Umahin dinei mamonot b'shlosha mumhin. Gezelot v'havalot. Halvaot v'hodaot. Three regular. Gemara says, hard answer, hard way of doing the Mishnah like this. Why? Two questions. Yache, tarte ketani, dine mamonot b'shlosha hedyotot, gezelot v'havalot b'shlosha mumhin. You could have learned the Mishnah very simple. You didn't have to learn the Mishnah mahin and learn the... You could have learned, dine mamonot b'shlosha is one law, gezelot v'havalot is another law, and learn. Dine mamonot, which is hodaot and halvaot, b'shlosha hedyotot. Gezelot v'havalot b'shlosha mumhin. According to this answer, you could have learned the case, two cases. No, those two cases. Dine mamonot says one case is hedyotot of hodaot v'halvaot, and gezelot v'havalot is three mumhin. According to your answer. Not only that, ve'od, shelosha, shelosha lamali. That's a strong question. According to your answer in the Gemara, that it's all one case. Why does the Mishnah say, Dine mamonot b'shlosha? Gezelot v'havalot b'shlosha. It sounds like it's two separate cases. According to the way you're learning, as it's a mahen, it should be, Dine mamonot shehem gezelot v'havalot b'shlosha. But the Mishnah doesn't say, Dine mamonot b'shlosha. Gezelot v'havalot b'shlosha. Shlosha, shlosha, lamali. The shlosha doesn't fit if it's all one case. So the Gemara now falls off everything we just said and it's going to give a new interpretation of the Mishnah. So we're back to the old question. Dinei mamonot b'shlosha, gezelot v'havalot b'shlosha. What's mamonot? What's mamonot? Gezelot v'havalot is mamonot. Ela, now that's the Ela is the key word. Whenever you see an Ela, as I always tell you, the Ela rejects everything we just said. Ela, no answer. Amaraba tarti ketani. You're right. The Mishnah is talking about two cases. Mishum derabi hanina. Which means, that's how you read the Mishnah. Dine mamonot b'shlosha means what? Hodaot and halvaot. B'shlosha hedyotot. Why hedyotot? Because of the hanina's rule, we don't want to stop people from lending money. So therefore we allow three hedyotot, and gizlot v'havalot b'shlosha mumhin. Beautiful. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about two separate cases. Whose answer is that? That's Rava's answer. Right? Ela Amar Rava. Rava Ha Bered Rav Ika Omer. Now Rava Ha gives another answer to learn the Mishnah. Mideoraita Had Namek Kasher. Oh. Hadush. Really? Mena Torah? In Hoda'ot V'Halva'ot, in loan cases? Between me and you, you only need one judge. He holds. Well, where do you get that from? Shnei Emar. Besedek Tishpot Amitecha. Singular pasuk there. Besedek, in justice, you should judge your friend. Doesn't say Tishpetu. Tishpot, one judge. Ela Mishum Yoshbe Keranot. No reason. Why do rabbis say you need three judges? Because we're worried about, you might get caught with three Yoshbe Keranot, guys that sit on the corners. Yeah, three Amaharis guys that don't know anything about business, and they're going to mess up the case. So therefore they said, you know what, in one you can get a deadbeat judge. You can get a guy who's Yoshbe Keranot, he doesn't know the laws. So they said, you know what, take, even though for the Torah one is good, but we're worried you might pick some guy who's a deadbeat, he doesn't know the law, Yoshbe Keranot. So he said, you know what, take three. So the Gemara says, "Atu bitlata milu avu yoshve keranot." What? Three? Also, you can pick three deadbeat guys. What do you mean? Gemara says, "No. If shad deadbeat uchad gamir, in three, you'll have one guy at least that might know something. The odds are better. So even if the two guys don't know what they're talking about, the one guy will set them straight. So therefore, okay, three. Ela be'ata ta'u lo yishalmu. So according to this, again, if you're telling me that these guys judge. Ta'olo yishalmu. The law should be that what? That if they make a mistake, the judges, since they're legal, they shouldn't have to pay from their own pocket. The brothers said, no, they're going to have to pay from their own pocket. You know why? Because sheken din efishi yoshve keranot. If you tell them that they don't have to pay from their own pocket, so there's no reason for them to learn the law. Because they say, what's the difference? If I make a mistake, so what? So therefore the law is going to be, let's just get what we're saying over here. According to Rav Acha, this is Rav Acha. He holds really about one judge is enough for that Torah. But the rabbis came along and said, you know what? One judge is a chance you're going to get stuck with a bad judge who doesn't know the law. You're making a note. Three, you probably won't get. So you know what? You need three. Now, what's coming out according to this answer? The same answer as Rava. Basically, we're saying, Dinei Mamonot is the Alba'ot. Bishtosha means three regular guys. And what? Three regular guys, and Gezelot Havlili, three experts. That's exactly Rava's answer. Rava also said, which means they basically got to the same point. They're learning the Mishnah exactly the same way. Again, two cases. Dinei Mamonot, Bishlosha. What's Dinei Mamonot? Halvaot and Hodaot. Bishlosha, three regular guys. Gezelot Havlili, three experts. Rava and Rava Ha said the same answer. So the Gemara asks, My Ika ben Rava Rav Aha Bered Rav Ika. What's between these two answers? Ika ben Ayu, there is a difference between the two answers. The Amar Shemuel, Shmuel's din, Shnayim Shedanu. Let's say you have a case, two judges sat and judged the case. Two guys sat, they judged. Shmuel says, Dinehem din. It counts. Ela Shenikriu Bet Din Hatsuf. But they're called Bet Din of Chutzpah. Well, you need three. Where? You guys sat with two? You shouldn't have done it. You're Bet Din Hatsuf. You're arrogant Bet Din. You're brazen Bet Din. Whatever you are. But they sat down already. They judged the case. It counts. That's Shmuel. Le Rava let le de Shmuel. Le Rava habere de Rav Ika it le de Shmuel. According to Rava, Rava says, Minat Torah, Hoda'ot and Havot need three experts. But what? We lowered the law instead of experts because we don't want people to stop lending money. So you know what? We'll let you do three regular. But you need three. Two is not an option. So according to Rava, you need three. Two, even if they sat and judged, no good. According to Rava Ha, he said, Minat Torah, really one is enough. But we upgraded it to three so you don't get Yoshve Keranot. But the Avad, according to him, if two guys sat and judged, it'll be good. Because he holds even in the Torah, one is good. So there will be enough Kabina between the two rabbis. Even though the way they learned the Mishnah, it's exactly the same,
But the Nafka Minah will be in the case where two judges judged. According to Rava, no, you always need three. We just downgraded from three experts to three regular. So therefore two is Beddin Hatsuf, worse than Beddin Hatsuf. Beddin Batel, nothing, zero. According to Ravaha, he said, no. Minat Torah, you can get away with one. But we're going to upgrade it. You need more than one. You need three because we don't want it. But Bidiyavad, if you did two, one is not going to go that far. If you did two, Bidiyavad will be okay. So it just seems that these two laws go together. If you hold that what? If you hold that by Dineh Halvaot and Hoda'ot, if you hold like this opinion, like Ravaha, that says really Minat Torah you can get away with one, but we upgraded you to three because of the law, so Bidi'abad two should be okay. Bidi'abad two should be okay. Good. I just want to show you a big question that all the Rishonim ask on Harambam. I'm not going to offer you an answer today, but just food for thought so you know the question. Harambam in the laws of Sanhedrin in two places. Harambam writes in Sanhedrin Perek He Pasuk Halakha Het Dine Kenasot Gezelot Habalot Tashkume Kefet Tashkume Arba Bahamisha Ones Mefate. It's a quote from the Mishnah. Kayosebem Endenin Otaela Shelosha Mumhin. So he says clearly Gezelot Habalot, you need three Mumhin. והשאר דיני ממונות, other דיני ממונות, כגון הודעות והלוואות, loan cases, אינם צריכים מומחים, אלא אפילו שלושה אדיוטות, even three אדיוטות, ואפילו אחד מומחה דן אותם. Oh. So clearly, even one. Who's that opinion of one? That opinion of one is? Ravaha. Ravaha is the one that said one is even. Okay. Okay, so that's it. It's Shosha Jotot, three regular guys. But one expert also will be okay. That's one halakha. Go early in the Rambam. The Rambam, a couple of chapters earlier, where is he? He's in the second chapter. He writes like this. He writes like this in the halacha. אף על פי שאין בית דין פחות משלושה, מותר לאחד לדון מן התורה, שנאמר, בצדק תשפוט עמיתך. Clearly. בצדק תשפוט עמיתך. That's clearly, telling you. One is okay. ומדברי סופרים, עד שיהיו שלושה. But the rabbis came along and said, you need three. ושניים שדנו, אין דיניהם דין. What are you talking? This is the halakha, really, that is the question on itself. You tell me beferush. Afal pi she'en bedin pa'om shlosha, mutar le'ahad ladun min ha'torah. So who's that? Right away, Ravaha. She'ne'emar be'tzedek tishpot amitecha. So then what does he do? But if two guys judged, b'ni'avat, no good. What are you talking about? Istira. Go look at all the Rishonim and all the Haronim that they try to say. The Gemara gave me a formula. If you say one is good min Torah, then b'di'avad, if two judged, it'll be good. Here Rambam is telling me one is good min Torah and b'di'avad, he's taking the chumrot of both sides. Okay, I answer. Stop. Let's continue the Gemara. There's a case of Mishneh, there's a Ran, there's a Rashba. Just so you have something to, some homework. Okay. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. Okay, let's review. What's nezek? Nezek literally means damages. A guy punches his friend in the nose, there's five damages he has to pay. Nezek, tzar, ripuy, shevet, boshet. Nezek is one of the payments. Nezek is the payment. It's the payment of damages. So it says, Nezek and Hatsi Nezek. What's Hatsi Nezek? Hatsi Nezek's got to do with an animal. If a short time gores, so the first three times he pays Hatsi Nezek. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a simple question. What was the case right before the word Nezek? Gezelot and Habalot. What's Habalot? Habalot, they punch you right in the face. What's that law all about? Nezek, Shaibe, Sa'ad, Hipui Boshet. So you Habalot, Mishalja. Nezek, what is Nezek? Nezek is Habalot. What's Nezek from? Nezek is one of the five payments that you pay when you Habel somebody. It's redundant. So Gemara says, Nezek, Hainu Habalot. That's Habalot. Mishum de Kaba'il mitna Hatsi Nezek. Okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, you don't need the word Nezek. But since we're saying the Hatsi Nezek, so once already he said Hatsi Nezek, so he put in Nezek, Hatsi Nezek, he threw in all the Nezeks, which means Hatsi Nezek is by an animal, I agree. Nezek is by a human that damaged. But once already we said the word Hatsi Nezek, so Derech Agav, you didn't need the word Nezek, you didn't need it. But we said it agav of the word Hatsi Nezek. So Yabara says, wait, Hatsi Nezek nameh hainu habalot. Hatsi Nezek also is habalot. What is habalot? So look at the Rashi. Hatsi Nezek nami hainu habalot. The short time, shehaval, eru meshem ela Hatsi Nezek. Vekeva detana habalot, af Hatsi Nezek, Bemashma, which means when you're saying damages, there's two ways damages. Either you damaged or your money damaged. There's two ways I could damage. Either I damaged or my shore damaged. Habalot includes everything. So you tell me, oh, you're right, Nezek is Habalot. Nezek, we put Derek Agav. By the way, you don't have to put Hatsi Nezek either, by the way. Hatsi Nezek is also Habalot. Mali if I damage with my fist or Mali if my animal damaged. Bottom line, it's all included. So Gemara says, Tana mamona veketani kenasa. Oh. So Gemara says that. Hatsi Nezek is a different item. Hatsi Nezek is not a monetary payment. Hatsi Nezek is a knas. Well, let's discuss Hatsi Nezek for a second. When my animal gores, it gored an animal of $1,000. What do you tell me? Oh, first three times? Pay 500. Now, how do I look at that? Do I look? So, one way of looking at it is really, you don't have to pay anything. Really, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Because, first three times, it's not your fault. You shouldn't have expected it. You know, the animal really is not prone to gore and all that. So, really, you should pay zero. But the Torah levied a fine on the guy. You know what? Penalty shot. Because we want you to watch your animal for the next time. Pay 500. I can look at the 500 payment as not partial payment, I can look at his total. I can look at it as your starting point, you owe zero. Because really, we can't obligate the guy. You shouldn't expect this animal to gore.
Fine.
But, penalty, pay 500. Oh, that's a knas. Oh, so therefore, I could say why Hatsi Nezek is written in the Mishnah. Because Habalot is talking about when you're paying what you damaged. And then the Mishnah gives you another case where you need three judges, where not only were you paying what you damaged, as Mamon, but also a case where you're paying as a knas. So it's you can make a hadut. You can say, Habalot is talking about, a guy punches the guy in the face. He calls him compensation, he has to pay him. What does he pay? Nezek, when he damaged. That's not a net, that's not a knas. That's he paying full damages. Oh, Hatsi Nezek is also Habalot. It can also be put in there. But it's a little different. Hatsi Nezek is in the knas family. All right, so put Hatsi Nezek separately. And once you put Hatsi Nezek, put Nezek also, because Nezek, Hatsi Nezek, we put those two items together. So Gemara says, oh, very nice. Gemara says, Hani ha leman damar palga niska kenasa. El leman damar palga niska mamona ma'ika lememar. There's an opinion in Baba Kama that said, no, Hatsi Nezek is money. You owe 1,000? Which means, the starting point of this opinion says, you're sure damaged? It damaged 1,000? You owe 1,000. But you know what? Since it's the first three times, we'll go easy on you. Only pay 500. Not a penalty. it's half the money you owe, but it's money. It's compensation. It's not a knas. Your starting point is your whole thing. But okay, first three times, give the guy a break, pay 500. Now, according to that, it's mamon. Nice. So if it's all mamon, so it's included in habalot. Yeah. Technical question, we're just worried, where does Hatzi Nezik fit in the Mishnah? If you say knas, okay, it's a new section, beautiful. Once you put Hatzi Nezik in, then Nezik also, Nezik, Hatzi Nezik, I got no problem. But if you tell me Hatzi Nezik is money,
that's habalot.
And Nezik is money, well, that's concluded in habalot. So Gemara says, you're right. אלא עידי דקבעי למתנה תשלומי כפל ותשלומי ארבעה וחמישה. Once you read further in the Mishnah, what was the next case in the Mishnah? You stole, you have to pay כפל, double. We all agree, double is a knas. I stole, that's to pay double. Or תשלומי ארבעה וחמישה, you stole an ox, you slaughtered it, you have to pay four or five times. Everybody agrees that's a knas. You're definitely paying more than you damaged. The mamon she'eno mishtalem beroshu. What does that terminology mean? Literally, it's the money that you don't pay in the head. The word rosh means principal. Whenever you pay principal, it's called rosh. Tashlumei kefil and arba'a v'chamisha is mamon that you're not paying in the rosh. You're paying more than the rosh. You're paying more than the principal. So too, we put Hatzi Nezik, even though it's Mamon, but it's not the principle that you damaged. So therefore, it's less. Right? The Aidi Dekaba'i Limit, the Hatzi Nezik, Tani Nami Nezik. Which means like this. Really, I'll tell you, Hatzi Nezik is money. But it's money that's not principle. Principle is 1,000. It's 500, so it's mamon she'eno mishtalem berosh. It's money that's not a principal payment. Why do you tell me about mamon? That's habalot. You're right. But you know what? Since already we're talking about more cases that are not principal payments, like kefir teshuva arba v'hamisha, so once we discussed kefir teshuva arba v'hamisha, that's not mamon of principal payments, it's more than principal. So we discussed Hatzi Nezik, which also is not principal. It's less than principal. And once we discussed Hatzi Nezik, we discussed Nezik. So therefore, according to that opinion, Hatzi Nezik is agav kefil and teshuva hamisha.
You gotta go further.
You gotta go further in the Mishnah. Once already we discussed non-principal payments. I'll give you another non-principal payment. Give me what is it? Hatzi Nezik. It's not principal. It's less than principal. Yeah, but it's included in habalot. I know it's included in habalot, but once I'm giving you another item, so I throw in Hatzi Nezik also. Give it its own thing. Oh, once you said Hatzi Nezik, so put Nezik in also. Oh, but it's included in habalot. So everything's agav here. It's just technically you could have got away with the word habalot. Yeah. But you know what? Put Hatzi Nezik agav this. Put Nezik agav that. Don't get confused. The law doesn't change over on any of this stuff. All we're trying to figure out is why you had to write these words in the Mishnah. No dilim coming out of this over here. It's the semantics. Why did the Mishnah have to say this word, that? Because every word in the Mishnah was calculated, obviously. Okay, now we get to our points. The famous question, Shelosha Minala. You're taking it for granted, you need three judges. Who said you need three judges? Where'd they get the magic number, three judges? Detanu Rabbanan. Nikra Ba'ala Bayit El Elohim. Hare Kan Ehad. Ad Elohim Yavo Devar Shenehem. הרי כאן שניים אשר ירשיעון אלוהים הרי כאן שלושה דברי רבי יושיע. Okay, open the parasha over there of שומרים, and over there it says what? The word Elohim three times. Elohim is a judge, so therefore since it says Elohim three times, three judges, that's where we get it from. רבי יונתן אומר, ראשון תחילה נאמר, ואין דורשים תחילות. New rule. I don't think we ever saw this. אין דורשים תחילות. What does that mean? The first time it says Elohim, you don't count that as one judge. That's just telling you, in fact, you got to go to a judge. You don't count that as, I mean, the Torah has to tell you, stam, go to a judge. That's fact. That's information. Don't start counting. The count starts after the facts, after the information. So therefore, don't count one. You don't count the first one. Elohim, the first one is just stopped. Go to a judge. Oh, now you want to know how many judges? So now count. Elohim 2, Elohim 3. So you got two. I only have two. So he says, El ad Elohim yavod devar shene marekan ehad. Asher yeshun Elohim marekan shnayim. Ve'em bedin shakud. מוסיפים עדיין עוד אחד, הרי כאן שלושה. But you can't have even number bed din. הם bed din shakul. Can't have two guys on the court, it'll be a hung jury. So therefore, what do we say? Add one. So, interesting. They're both coming out to the same number. Same number. How do you get it? First rabbi says, count all the Elohims. Second rabbi says, no, you can't count all the Elohims. First one is out. Endur shim tahilot. Take out the first one. Endur shim tahilot. But two was even, add one. So Gemara says, what's the machloket between these two rabbis over here? Gemara says, look at Rashi, in bedin shakul, fourth line. In osin bedin zugot. You don't make pairs in the bedin. Why? The tzarich lekayem bo acharei rabbim lehatot. The Torah says you have to have majority. So Torah law, you need a non-even judge. But a Torah says, Ahare Rabim Latot. If I have even judges, I cannot fulfill Ahare Rabim. So Embedin Shekul is also from the Torah. So everybody's saying you need three judges from the Torah. He's just saying you need three judges from Elohim. And the other rabbi is saying, no, you need it from two Elohims. Plus Embedin Shakur, which is really Ahare Rabim Latot, you have a majority. So either one. Ibrah says, Nema Bidorshim Tehilot Kamepalge. Must be the mahlok between these two rabbis, the Bionatan and the Yoshiya, is on this principle. Do you Doresh the first item? The Mor Savar Dorshim Tehilot, which means Rabbi Yoshiya holds you are Doresh the first one. Umor sabar in dorshim ta'ilot. And the Yonatan must hold, you don't doresh the first one. A simple ma'loket. Do you doresh the first item or not? Yeah, dorshim ta'ilot? No dorshim ta'ilot. No. Dekule alma in dorshim ta'ilot. Really? Everybody agrees. The first one, you don't count. Oh, so if you don't count the first one, so Rav Yoshiya, you counted the first one. Amma lecha Rav Yoshiya, אם כן נמקרא ונקרא בעל הבית אל השופט. If the Torah wanted to give me information, it could have said, and the בעל הבית that has the claim, he goes to the שופט. A שופט also means an expert judge. Why did the Torah have to change the terminology and say האלוהים? מהי אל האלוהים? שמאמינה למניינה. Which is, Rabbi Yoshe says, you're right. Normally I don't count the first one normally. But when I see the first one, use the strange lashon. Information, tell me. What do you have to tell me? Elohim, what kind of word is that? Ah, it's coming to tell me, count it. From the fact that it went out of its normal item. So everybody holds you count Indurshim Tehidlot. But what? In this case over here, from the fact that you gave me a strange terminology, I'm going to count it. Of Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yonatan, Ishna de Alma Nakat. That's why people talk. Kid Amri Inche. Ma in the Itle Dina, the Krab the Gabed Diana. What's the Pasuk say? When the Krab Alabat Elohim. Tami Shofet. All it's saying is, you have a case? When the Krab Alabat Elohim, and the guy will go to court. It's like a guy goes, hey, you owe me money. Oh, let's go to court. It's not telling you anything. It's just telling you the common situation that happens. When the Krab Alabat Elohim, he doesn't play semantics. Oh, it couldn't say Shofet. He says the Torah is just talking normal way, like people say, hey, you owe me money. What do they say? Hey, let's go to court. I'll take it to the judge. I'll take it, which means it's not even telling you dinim here. It's just telling you the normal procedure what people do. So you go to court if you have a case. It doesn't mean you just talk to one judge. It has to be judged. Go to court. Right, the way you judge it, you start from the next ones. The Rabbi Yoshiya. Oh, so now let's go slow. ורבי יושיה, לית לבית דין נוטה? קום זה הרקות, רבי יושיה, he holds, it sounds like, you really don't need an even number
or you don't need an odd number in the court. The only reason why he said you need three is because Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. But besides that, he doesn't hold of Bedin Noteh. Because why do you have to say Elohim, Elohim, Elohim? He could have said two, and En Bedin Shakul, so you need three. From the fact that he came along and he didn't say En Bedin Shakul, he came along and said Elohim, Elohim, Elohim.
Didn't have to.
Which is mashma that what? He doesn't subscribe to this law of even an even court. I know in this case he came out with three. But in another case, he'll hold that maybe you don't need the law of Beddin Shakur. Look at Rashi. V'Rabbi Yoshiya. Look at Rashi. V'Rabbi Yoshiya. Deba'ikra la'atuye shilishi. Here's a pasuk. Milete Beddin note. שצריך שלא יהיה בית דין שקול כדי שיתקיים בו הטעיה אחרי רבים ולדידי ארבעה או שישה כשרים. Right? How many minimum judges do you need according to Rabbi Yoshiya? Three. Can I add more judges to the court? Why not? According to them, I can have four judges.
Or six.
Or six. Even though it's even. Why not maybe yes, maybe no? He didn't say the deal of bet din shakul. He just said three because three. Why not?
It's deduction.
Why can I add more? If I have more, why want to add more? Three is the minimum. Three is the minimum. Now I want to make four judges. I want to make six judges. According to Rabbi Yoshiya, should it be a problem? It's telling you the minimum amount of judges. Minimum you need three. We don't see maximum. Where do you see maximum?
How could you not hold
the Harei Rabim? Oh, that's the question. How could you hold? How could you not hold the Harei Rabim? So Yomara is going to say, "That Tanya Yomara says." We have a braita. Rabbi Eliezer, or maybe he'll learn Ahad Rabbim differently. That Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer benosh Rabbi Yosigili Omer, Matamudomar lintot Ahad Rabbim lahatot, says the Pasuk, lintot, you have to tilt the judgment. Ahad Rabbim lahatot, again, you have to go after the majority. HaTorah Amra, Ase lecha betin note. Clearly, you have to have a betin that can tilt. You can't have a betin that's going to be even. We have a clear braita. Rabbi Yoshiya, you arguing this braita? What do you want from me? Savar la Rabbi Yehuda damar shiv'im. What? You never saw an opinion yet that says you can have an even amount of judges? You remember we heard yesterday in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, how many judges on the high court? 70. That's 35 against 35. Ditnan, Sanhedre gedola hayta shel shiv'im ve'echad. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shiv'im. So what do you want from Rabbi Yoshiya? He has an opinion. It's like you never found an opinion. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says, wait. Imar de shamat den Rabbi Yehuda b'saned regedola. Maybe he was only lenient to have an even number by the high court. Dichtivi kira'e. Because there it says, Isfa li shif'im. Pasuk says, b'shar bedina mi shamat le. Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds? Even numbers on other courts, you can only say as much as he said by Sanhedrin Gedola. Where do you see he said it by other courts, by smaller courts? V'chi tema la shena. And maybe you'll tell me what's the difference. I'll tell you the difference. V'atenan, al Mishnah. Simichut zekinim v'arifat egla b'shlosha devrei Rabbi Shimon. Remember egla arufa case? Another case was simichat zekinim. The rabbis have to put their hands on the head of the animal as kapara for the people if they made a sin, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a machloket. Rabbi Shimon says, how many you need? Three. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'chamisha. You need five. Where did Rabbi Yehuda get five from? So he says, v'amina, mai ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda, v'samechu, that's shnayim. Zikneh, shnayim. V'em bedin shakul, mosfi'ah od echad. Harekan, chamisha. So you see clearly the Biyuda, the reason why he says you need five is because Vesamechu is two, Zikne is two, that's four, can't have an even number. So the Biyuda, by the way, just like he holds 70, that 70 is an exception. 70 is Dafka by the 70. But everywhere else, you need an odd number. So Rabbi Yoshiya, where are you coming from? So he says, Rabbi Yoshiya Adifa mid Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, Rabbi Yoshiya is a Tana. I hold more than Rabbi Yehuda. The idu Rabbi Yehuda b'sanedrei gedola hu deletle ha b'shar bedina itle. Rabbi Yoshiya b'shar bedina nami letle. What do you want from me? He comes along and says,
Rabbi Yoshiya says, you Rabbi Yuda, you make a difference between Sanhedrin Gedolah and a regular. I don't make a difference. I say, just like by Sanhedrin Gedolah, you can get away with an even number. Also, what is small, but you can also get an even number. Very nice. So a big hadush you told me, by the way. According to Rabbi Yoshiya, 4 judges is good, 6 judges is good, 70 judges is good. Only one problem, but Pasuk. But the Torah says, lintot. You gotta have a court that tilts. You gotta have a court that they can win. You can have a judgment. Mukim la bedine nefashot. Okay, that's for my capital punishment. My capital punishment cases, you need 23. I'm not arguing with tilting. Who told you tilting is by monetary? Who told you tilting is by not monetary, by non-cap? That's a capital punishment case. Ava bedine mamonot lo. Oh, but you're telling me, by the way, we're pressing. But by today, Mamonot, you don't need to have an odd number. What are you going to do with the Mishnah? What does it say in the Mishnah? Shnayim omrim zakai. Two guys say, innocent. V'had omer hayav. What's the deen? Zakai. Innocent. You go after the majority. Shnayim omrim hayav. V'had omer zakai. Hayav. You go after the majority. Two against one, either way. That's not going to be like Rabbi Yoshiya. Why? Let's go slow. Because according to Rabbi Yoshiya, the law of majority was only said when? Is in capital punishment. That means in other cases outside of capital, you need unanimous.
Oh my gosh.
Because he said, Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. You need 3 judges. The other rabbi said, it's 2, and Embedin Shakul, tilt it. Tilt it means what? 2 against 1. But according to you, you don't go with tilt. You all tilt is why I didn't fashot. But Mishnah clearly says 2 against 1. No, according to you, 2 against 1 is not good. Look, outside of that, you need 3. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. If you're saying that you don't need the... You got to have exactly. Dinei fashot comes out, is more lenient than Dinei Mamonot. Dinei Mamonot, you got to have a majority. Not a majority, you got to be unanimous. And then if I showed you, you have to have win by 1 or 2. The Gemara says, "Afidu tema Rav Yoshiya, mighty la bekal vachomer." But then if I showed, "Uma dinin if I showed the Hamidi, Hamar Amara Zibata Ruba, dinin mamonot, don't call shekid." He says, "Ah, I agree with you," which means if dinin if I showed, which is hamur, we're letting you kill a guy according to majority. Dinin mamonot, which is not as strict. Shouldn't be go after the majority? So I agree with the majority rule. So it comes out according to everybody. According to Rabbi Yoshiya and according to Rabbi Yonatan. Dinei Mamonot B'Shlosha is from where? Either it's from Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Or it's from, leave the first Elohim. And it's from Elohim, Elohim and En Bedin Shakul. Oh, so En Bedin Shakul, we had a question. We said, oh, Rabbi Yoshiya. Rabbi Yoshiya says that what? Ahare Rabbim, latot, lintot. You have to have a tilt. You have to have a bet din. It's a. So he says, that's talking about what? Dine, nefashot. What are we worried about? Nefashot, you have to have an odd number. Oh, Baba Dine Mamonot. No? It says 2 against 1. You follow the 2. So he comes along and says, I agree with you in the end of the day. Which means the ma'aseh, if by dinei nefashot, which the Torah tells me clearly, that's ahare rabim latot. Torah tells me clearly that you need to have a tilt. So therefore, I'm going to say, by dinei I was hamur. So of course you can also by dinei ma'aseh. Everybody at the end of the day is agreeing that really you need to have a tilt. It's just where you're learning it from. One rabbi learns it from clearly. Ahare rabim is talking about mamonot. Therefore, 1 judge, 2 judge, ahare rabim, 3 judges. Finish dinei mamonot. According to Rabbi Yoshiya, no. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. We have 3 judges. Okay, good. You don't go to Ahare Rabbim Latot? That's dinei nefashot. That's dinei nefashot? So according to you, you can have 4 judges by mamonot, 6 judges by mamonot? No. You need majority also. Why? From a kavachomer of dinei nefashot. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.